This is Chris Johnson, and I am super into stupid bullshit. I'm just fucking fascinated by it. I can't take my eyes off it. It's like a fucking car crash. Driving down the street, you fucking rubberneck, like, oh, what the fuck happened there? Take a peek. Stupid bullshit, I mean, fuck, it's probably why I'm so into me. Like, I am the definition of stupid bullshit. I ain't got any fucking super enlightening ideas. I'm just some asshole who fucking rambles about shit. This podcast is stupid bullshit, and I could not be more fucking proud of it. But there are many levels of stupid bullshit. Some stupid bullshit you just look at and you're like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Come on now. That's garbage, yo. And I saw something the other day. A lot of people share just dumb bullshit quotes or fucking memes or, you know, pseudo-inspirational shit online, whether it be the Facebook or fucking Twitter, Instagram, whatever fucking social media site they're on. I know I probably just named like the fucking old ones, but I'm 40, goddammit. You think I got time to keep up with all these new fucking trends? You think I give two fucks about the new trends? No, I don't. When they filter down to my ass, I'll fucking learn what they are, and then I'll fucking judge them then. But I saw this the other day, and it just caught my attention. So listen to this. This is the fucking quote now. Some fucking account shared this, and it says, sit at the table where they are talking about ideas and opportunities, not shit about other people. Could you fucking fathom what a pretentious group of fucking assholes would be at the goddamn table talking about ideas and opportunities? You want to fucking hang out with those motherfuckers? Or do you want to be at the table with me talking shit about those motherfuckers and everybody else in the fucking room? Are you fucking out of your mind? If I walked into a room and I saw like 10 fucking tables, and you know, there's various fucking conversations going on that I probably don't really care about, but I had to sit down at one of the tables. Like, Chris Johnson, you are forced to sit at one of these 10 tables. You gotta fucking pick one. There's one empty seat at each fucking table. I can tell you the fucking last one I'd sit at is one where some pretentious douchebags are talking about ideas and opportunities. Let me fucking tell you a story. I was in the honors program in college. I went to Oswego State University, and my very first year, freshman year, year 2000, I was in the fucking honors program. I don't know how the fuck I pulled that off, but I was in the honors program. I only lasted a year there, and then I went home to a community college for a couple years, and I went back to Oswego. I wasn't back in the honors program when I went back. They probably learned their fucking lesson. Or like, fuck this guy fucking bailed on us. He's not getting back in. But I was in the honors program initially. And I remember there was like some type of fucking like luncheon or fucking dinner or some shit that like all these honors assholes had to go to. And it was at the fucking president. The president lived on campus in his big fucking mansion and shit. And it was like in her front lawn. Like this fucking party was in her front lawn with a bunch of just like glad-handing assholes. I didn't want to go to this fucking thing, but I had to go to this fucking thing. There's another dude in my dorm who like lived around the corner that I was on decent enough terms with, and he had to go to this fucking thing too. So we're like, fuck it, let's just go to this fucking thing at the same goddamn time. Neither of us want to fucking be there. At least we'll have somebody else like with us that we like know a little bit so we can just fucking get through it. And we're walking around there and there's just a bunch of douchebags. There's a bunch of like just sleazy, douchey fucking assholes. It was like going to a political rally. Matter of fact, they were fucking talking to us about fucking politics. That was like way back when like Hillary Clinton was running for, I think, state senator of New York, and she was going up against this asshole named Rick Lazio. And they're like, who are you guys voting for? We're like, I don't know, bro. Like, we're fucking 18 and the last place we want to be is talking to you fucking assholes. Like, who are you fucking voting for? They're like, I'm voting for Lazio. And of course you are. Like, douchebag fucking donor asshole. Of course you fucking are. So we're like just dicking around with these fucking assholes. And you know what they were doing? They were telling us about their fucking ideas and opportunities. Boring motherfucking assholes. What do you mean ideas and opportunities? What kind of ideas? What kind of fucking ideas do you have? Like, if I met somebody my own age or fucking younger, slightly older, whatever the fuck, and like we sat down and like, let's talk about your fucking ideas. Ideas about what? Let's talk about opportunities. What do you mean? I have no idea what you're talking about. So you know what me and my pseudo buddy did? We talk shit about those motherfuckers. We're like, look at this asshole. Look at that piece of shit over there. We bonded over the fucking hatred of humanity. Going back to my fucking original fucking metaphor or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I walk into a room, 10 tables. I'm going to find the table of a group of assholes that are talking shit about the other 9 tables. I will pick that fucking table 100 times out of 100 because I know I'm going to have a good time. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to bitch about those stuck up motherfuckers. We're going to complain about how much things suck. And then we're going to fucking bounce. We're probably never going to talk to each other again. And we're not going to care. It's going to be fine. You fucking sit at some table with some fucking dickhead with a lot of ideas and opportunities. They're going to want you to like call them back. Like, hey man, let's fucking network. Listen, as a 40-year-old man, I still don't know what the fucking networking is. I have no idea. Everybody always says this, like you got to network. You got to have like a lot of ideas all over the place. Go to these places and meet people, network, and you're going to meet more people. I've never fucking gotten any job through fucking networking ever. You know how I get jobs? Because I'm full of shit. Networking. Networking is a fucking scam. It's a scam so they can get you to go to their dumb fucking retreats. or their stupid meetings, or their job fairs, or whatever the fuck it is they got going on. They want you to go there. They want you to go there, and they want you to bring other assholes there so they can just infect their minds with their stupid shit. I can't think of anything more boring than hanging out with somebody with like a lot of lofty ideas. I want to hang out with somebody that's kind of like me, who recognizes that everything's just a bunch of shit, and who is like, you know what, man? I just want to be left the fucking alone. Want to just watch TV? Can we just play a fucking game? You want to go for a fucking run? You want to talk about how much you hate your fucking boss? I'm here for you. I am all for that. I am on board. I want to know your hatreds. I want to know your annoyances. I want to know what pisses you off. That's the good stuff, baby. I don't want to hear about your fucking goofy ideas. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking site that you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Show those motherfuckers some love. All the episodes are there. I am also on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes, the number 5. I'm on Twitter, Johnson Hates You, and this cast is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.